Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. These are the most common mistakes that online coaches, consultants make in their messaging that are preventing them from attracting more high-ticket clients into their business every single month. I see these all the time. And after being doing this, being in the messaging world and really going deep into what it takes to attract really premium high-ticket clients into your business, I can tell you without a doubt that these are the most common things that are repeating themselves over and over again. And I want to kind of break them down for you so that it's easy for you to understand what they are, how to overcome them, how to fix them, how to get through with them, and just really move into a place in your business where you're not really attracting people that are not ready to buy, people that need to think about it. You're growing your audience with a bunch of, this is great, thank you very much, but not with people that are actually moving. So this is going to be a really fun episode for you to watch. Make sure that you subscribe below on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all of the different places so that you don't miss another episode. Let's get started right now. Now, we are in a place in our business where we generate weekly high ticket sales that range from $5,000 all the way to $30,000 every single week in our business, attracting really great people. So my specialty and what we've really been focused on is on like, what does it take? What are the things that are needed in terms of messaging? Not necessarily marketing, we'll get into that in a second, to really be able to speak to buyers. And what I see very often when I talk to people literally every single day are some of the same mistakes repeated over and over again through your content. So what do I mean when I say your content? Well, I mean on your website copy, on your social media, on your funnels, your webinars, your videos, your TikToks, your YouTubes, your emails, your posts, like literally on your content. So let's break down the first thing that I see or the main mistake that I see people making. And it's people that don't really understand what their audience's problem really is. And honestly, this is probably like, I could say this is it. Like this is the mistake, right? People don't really get what is it that they're solving. They actually confuse problems with solutions, which I know sounds confusing that like people would be confused by that, but they really are. So what I want you to understand is that your audience's problem is a very specific thing. And while here you are being able to solve a lot of different things, a lot of symptoms, scenarios, situations that your audience might be in, you are here to solve a common problem that your audience has. But most people communicate based off of solutions, meaning they're like, well, I'm a mindset coach. I'm going to help you fix your mindset. I'm going to help you grow your business. I'm going to help you reach your potential. I'm going to help you, feel more wellness or be more healthy. And these are all things that are communicated based off of solutions, not the actual problem that your audience has. What you need to understand is that there's a difference between how you view your audience's problem and how they view the problem. And you have to get really clear on, okay, what is the actual problem? How is it that they view it? And make sure that your message is tailored to speak to their way of viewing it, like where their awareness is right now. So an example of this, and I see this very often, is people say like, well, I'm going to help you do shadow work so that you can attract the love of your life. Now, your audience might not know that they need to do inner child healing or shadow work or whatever it is that you do to get to a place where they're going to be able to attract the love of their life. So you have to make sure that your message is really focused on speaking to where they are right now in terms of their problems. And it has to be specific. I usually tell my clients, like, instead of saying overwhelm, how can you tell me that somebody is overwhelmed without using the word overwhelm? How can you tell me that somebody's burnt out without using the word or the phrase burnt out? Like, what does the problem look like for your person? Get into the specifics. Tell me the specific scenarios and symptoms and the things that are going on so that you make it very clear. Don't just communicate based off of like, I'm going to help you fix your mindset, but what is the actual problem that you're fixing and how do they view the problem versus how you view the problem? And that takes me to the second problem that I see, or the second mistake that I see coaches and online business owners make a lot, which is then you're taking that problem to the absolute extreme, meaning you're agitating the problem way too much. And you become, and if you follow me or you know me, you're going to know what I'm going to say. You become the Ursula speaking to the poor, unfortunate soul. When you agitate the problem way too much and you make everything about your problem and how bad the situation is, what happens is that you end up attracting people that are in victim mentality, who are blaming everybody else, who are like, poor me, everything is wrong, nothing has worked, I've invested money in this, nothing has worked before. Like people that are extremely skeptical and not really the action takers that are going to go forward and buy your services. I mean, it can work and it has worked in the past, but what I do believe is that the online space is really changing and people respond less and less to agitation, especially when we're talking about a high ticket offer. So you have to be very careful with not taking the problem too far. You have to find a way to be able to speak to the problem without really turning your problem into the problem, like turning your whole message about how bad the situation is and just making people feel pain and thinking that that's enough of a reason to get somebody to buy. That is not a way to create urgency. There are better ways to create urgency. And you really need to focus on, okay, how do I speak to the buyer? How does the action taker, how does the doer is what I actually call them, how do they see the problem? How do I bring that problem for them in a way that really lifts them up and not makes them feel like crap, so that that's the reason why they end up buying from me? So that is the second very common mistake that I see people making in terms of their content creation and their messaging. The third mistake that I see coaches and consultants make is that they don't really know what their message is. Like, they don't have an actual message. People confusing copy with messaging. Messaging is basically the global message that you're here for, what you want to be known for, what you stand against. It is the actual big picture idea that you're here to sell. I call this your angle of mastery. It's your unique point of view. It's your unique perspective. It's the way in which you see things. It's what you're truly selling at the core. Copy is just words on a page, on a website, on your webinar, or whatever that is, that are there to really express what the message is. Now, this is a really big issue that I see people making all the time. They think that having, just because they have a webinar, just because they have a sales page, or just because they have a website, they have messaging. And that is not it. You need to go deeper to really figure out, what is the thing that I'm really selling? How do I get behind that? How do I really communicate my value in a way that gets people to feel like this is what I want? So it's really going deeper to really understand what you want to be known for, what you take a stand against, and making that the core of your brand versus like, buy my program, buy my offer, here's what I have for you right now. That's not what it's going to really create a movement and get people to want to buy what you have to sell. The fourth very common mistake that I see coaches and consultants making in terms of their content and messaging is really not understanding what value actually means. And this is like a major one. Like, this is a really, really big one that I see people making all the time. So people think that delivering value is either you creating a whole bunch of tutorials and educational content and how-to content and like just showing up as much as you can and delivering as much value as you possibly can, again, quote unquote value, right? And just going after it and going more and more and more, you think that that is value. That is not real value. That is honestly just you making noise. You just being noisy and adding more information to a feed that is already overloaded. Adding value is about something deeper. Actually, before I go into the thing that I think that value is, the other part of this mistake is the opposite, where you're like, I don't want to, let me give away the what and the why, but never get into the how at all. So then you either are at the extreme where you're giving all of the how away and you're making everything educational, or you're other at the other end where everything is very vague and you're just using a bunch of claims and like guarantees and things to get people to buy or to pay attention. And you think that that's enough. Neither of those things are the thing that value is. Value is about shifting your audience's beliefs and shifting their perspectives, getting them to see the problem that they have in a really unique and different way, really getting them to have breakthroughs and seeing what you're sharing as the thing that they want. You want to basically create a need for your service. I wouldn't actually say service. It's not even a need for your program. It's a need for your angle of mastery, for that thing that I talked about in the previous mistake, right? For your big idea. That is what you want to have happen when you are creating high value content. That is what value is about. It's not about like, let me just share all that I know, because nobody wants something academic. Plus, on top of that, honestly, like what ends up happening instead is that people end up just sounding like everybody else. Like you go through, if you look for the hashtag, I don't know, like life coach, for example, there's like 99.9% of the content sounds exactly the same. Same with health coaches, same with most coaches and consultants out there. So you want to make sure that the content actually sounds different, that it sounds unique. And the way that you do that is by shifting people's beliefs and giving them a change in perspective and basically like building demand for what you actually do. The last mistake is another one that I really feel is one of the biggest one of all. And it has to do with a lack of coherence or alignment between what you're saying and who you are being. So this has everything to do more with embodiment and what you truly stand for and what you truly believe in. And so people will sell things because they think that it's the thing that works. For example, they'll go very much into the tangibles when they don't really necessarily want to sell that. So what I mean with this, it's like if you're a spiritual coach and you're so into like all of the beautifully amazing woo stuff, which I'm very much into, and you think that the only things that sells is if you go very much into the tangible. So you're like, okay, well, I'm a spiritual coach, but because this is the only thing that sells, let me sell like I'm going to help you get 10K per month or whatever, right? And so you start creating your content and your brand and your messaging and your marketing, all the things around that. But there's not really a true alignment between what you're selling and who you are. Meaning, not so much that you haven't gotten the results, but it's more about like, this is not what you really stand for. This is not what you really believe in, or it's not what you're really about. This isn't your true message. And therefore, you're going to be experiencing just something feeling off. With you, 100%. Like something's going to feel off for you internally because you're going to be like, this is the thing that works. Even though I want to go deeper and I want to really talk about identity and embodiment and spirituality and like your higher self or whatever that is. But okay, this sells, so let me use that. And so that tends to happen a lot. And then the other part of that is that what feels off is that for your audience, something feels like, I can't pinpoint it, but there's something about you that's not quite real, or I can't trust you, or something's missing. Like you're holding back from sharing your truth, and that is holding people from seeing you in your true light. And so this is one of those messaging mistakes that is really a deal breaker. It is a thing that's going to break your business because you think that you have to be tangible. You think that people really want like the weight loss part or the job or the guarantees or like all of these things that are very tangible and strong because you've heard that that's what works, and it doesn't work when it's not coming from your heart. It like at the end of the day, the thing that's really, really, truly going to work is you finding that message that's in your heart and bringing that into your marketing. It's not about using somebody else's formula or following your coach's voice or even telling you, listening to what your coach is telling you. I know that this is very contradictory, by the way, but about like, this is the thing that works. Like, for example, when I work with my clients and what we do is messaging 100%, I will tell them, this will not work if you don't feel like this is aligned with you. I don't know more than you do about what works for you. And I can guide you to what I feel is going to be the best direction. But ultimately, you are the one that knows the truth about what's really in your heart. And so when you hold back from sharing that true message, what happens is that you're holding back a piece of you, and that is like it's like a mosquito repellent for ideal clients. Like you 100% end up repelling people that are here to look for somebody who's standing in their truth, that's going to guide them to be in their truth, whatever you do, whether it's career or health or relationship, right? At the end of the day, what we want is for us to be able to step into our true power, no matter what you do, right? And so if you're not doing that and you're holding back from sharing your truth and your authenticity and your message because you think it's what sells and it's like you have to be more tangible, what's going to happen is that people are going to feel that. And this is a major, major, major messaging red flag. And I think that simply will not work. Doesn't matter who you hire, doesn't matter how much money you spend in marketing, doesn't matter like if you're hiring an appointment setter to send 100 messages per day or 500 DMs per day, like it does not matter. It will not work if your truth is not coming through. That is the truth of why you're not making sales. Period. Period. Punto y final, we would say in Spanish. So all of these things that I talked about, from not understanding your audience's problem to agitating the problem way too much, to not having an actual message that you stand for, to not really understanding what value actually is, and holding back your true message. All of these things are deal breakers. And just like I was sharing a moment ago, they're not like they're going to prevent your marketing from working. I have seen this over and over again. People that have invested in the top marketing ads, sales programs, like any visibility, networking, podcasts, like all the things, like all of the things. If you don't, or if you keep on making these five messaging mistakes, I promise you, you're going to keep on getting the exact same result with your marketing right now. Like you're going to keep on hitting a ceiling because these things are not being fixed no matter what thing you try. Like, so you're like, okay, let me do TikTok, but these things are not fixed. Therefore, your message is not going to cut through the noise, and your audience, your ideal buyer audience, is not going to actually buy. That being said, I am hosting an incredible live event called the High Ticket Client Upgrade, where I'm going to teach you how to upgrade your message, upgrade your marketing, upgrade your sales, upgrade your identity so that you can consistently attract more high ticket clients into your business every single week, just like we do, just like our top clients are doing right now. We're going to go very deep into this training, and I'm going to really show you everything that it takes for you to really be able to bring in these people and the shift that you need to create within your messaging so that you can really step into your message, like step into your true power and your authentic truth. So click below in the description box or below this video or audio, and you're going to be able to sign up with the link right there. I cannot wait to see you there. Let me know in the comments which of these five things resonated most with you and which you're taking on action next. I will see you next week. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag Breakthrough Brand Show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.